One Love, One Love is the Inquisitive One podcast with me, Charmaine. And today's topic is invested interest. Over the years, I've seen a lot of relationships fail due to various reasons. And the first reason that comes to mind is communication. And I've talked about that on a previous episode. But the second reason that comes to mind is the lack of invested interest. When you're talking to someone, you have to engage into the things that he or she likes. It can't always be about you. Because I was that person who was stubborn and kept myself in the box and only did things that felt comfortable for me. But in my last relationship, I realized that it wasn't all about me. I had to make certain sacrifices. I had to make certain accommodations in order to assist in the relationship propelling and prospering. And in the midst of me making those sacrifices and accommodations, I realized that I actually liked some of the interests of my partner. And it's so key that you share in those interests because it's going to allow you to get to know each other on a deeper level than just boyfriend or girlfriend, a fiance, a husband, a wife. You're going to know this person as a whole. And within a relationship, you should want your partner to be your best friend. And when you think about your best friend, this person knows everything about you. This person is going to keep it real with you. This person is someone who thinks like you, who can finish your sentences, your thoughts, who's sharing a lot of interests that you have, which is why that person is your best friend. So why not have that same mindset with your partner? And I'm not saying that you're going to like or engage in everything that your partner does, but you have to engage in your partner's interests or interests. And a prime example of what I mean by that. The other day, I posted about women going to the strip club with their men. And surprisingly, a lot of them said that they would. Which showed me that they weren't doing it for their own benefit. They actually wanted to share in that experience with their men, which is commendable. And for me, I'm not big on going to the strip club. I mean, I would go. I mean, I don't get as much enjoyment out of it as a lot of men or a lot of women do. But I would go for the entertainment, for the atmosphere, for the experience. But it was shocking to read those comments and see how many women actually said that they would go to the strip club with their men. And I had some who said that they would actually participate in throwing dollars and receiving lap dances, just really embracing the moment with their men. And as men, we should have the same mindset. We should also engage in things that our women like. Like I said before, you're not going to engage or like everything that she likes, But you have to engage in her interests. That's how you truly get to know your woman. That's how you truly get an idea of how to make her happy or what makes her happy. And life is all about evolving. You can't continue to have that same mindset of doing things your way when you have a partner. You have to please, you have to keep happy because as men, we have the same expectations. We want our women to keep us happy. We want our women to keep us fulfilled. So why we can't have the same mindset? And personally, I think we make relationships harder than what they need to be because of that lack of commitment to each other. Committed to do whatever it takes in order to weather the bad times, because within a relationship, there are going to be peaks and valleys. There are going to be challenges. But when you are in tune with each other, when you share those invested interests, when you are able to commit to being as one, that's when you're able to overcome those challenges that may come your way. You have to be able to understand each other on a different level. That's why, like with any relationship, if your man or your woman is not your best friend, something is wrong because that person doesn't truly know you. That person only knows part of you. If I'm in a relationship, I want to be the first person my woman comes to with anything. I want to be able to know my woman in and out. I want to be able to share experiences with my woman that I can share with my friends. That's when you're invested into that person's interest. And man, we had this macho mentality where things are feminine that our women like. Things have to be on our terms. If we do certain things that our women like is taboo. Times are different. We can't have that same mindset. And women, I'm not going to let you off the hook either. If your men like to do certain things that are uncomfortable for you, try it out. That's how you truly get to know your partner. Try different things out. If your man likes fishing and you're not an outdoor person, try it out. Show him that, baby, I'm willing to do this for you, for us. And you will be amazed at how much your man will appreciate that. Men, if your women like paint and sip, do it. It may seem too feminine. It may seem like something women do on a girl's night out. Do it. And you'll be amazed at how much she appreciates that. And the thing that gets lost in relationship is the simple gesture. We are so fixated on doing the common things as far as going out to dinner, going to movies, going on trips, it'd be simple things that really mean the world to both parties. It'd be the simple things that truly elevate relationships. If your man watching SportsCenter lately, sit there beside him and watch it with him. You may not know what's going on. Watch it with him. If he's watching a football game, basketball game, and you don't know all the terminology that goes with those sports, ask questions. Be attentive, and you'll be amazed at how that man feels. Men, if your women like to watch Lifetime, she like to watch HGTV, she like to watch the Food Channel, whatever it is, sit there with her, ask questions. You will be amazed at how much she appreciates that. Invested interest. Truly be in tune with your man. Truly be in tune with your woman. Don't make it all about you. You have to realize once you get in a relationship, you're no longer a solo act. You're one. You have to do things with each other that you may not necessarily want to do. But at the end of the day, if you're truly invested in that person, you truly love that person, you truly want to build with that person, you truly see that person as the one, you will do whatever it takes in order to make that person happy and to make that relationship reach its full potential. Right now, I'm going to take a small break. After the break, I'll give you my final thought. I'm back with my final thought. My final thought on today's topic is, love is what you make it. Either you're going to be 100% committed to it or you're not. The choice is yours. But keep in mind, what you won't do, someone else will. What you won't do, someone else will. So when you're in a relationship, do what you can to truly accommodate your man or your woman. Push aside your selfish mindset and do whatever you can to allow that relationship to reach its full potential. Before I end this episode, I'd like to leave my listeners with an inspired thought where I share words of inspiration to shape your perspective. And today's inspired thought: sometimes you would never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. Thanks for listening to the Inquisitor One podcast. Until next time, peace and blessings.